You if you a man wants to get his car serviced, what do they do to it usually at the service station when they service his car?
Nothing, no.
That's not true. You gotta stand there and watch it.
Well, there was one old nigga that I like to carry my car to up in Funiac. And I had to go up there and get a lot of supplies all the time. And this old nigga was up there, and after old Martin Luther made his march on Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, he contributed to niggers. He's a nigger as far as I'm concerned. They come down there and talk to him, and he contributed to the financing of that marching in Alabama, old Martin, you know. Wasn't it from Selma to Montgomery?
Yes, sir.
Well, he gave them money, and they found it out, and all of his customers was white people. And he was good. When you carried your car there, what was his name? I can't think of his name, but he just say, now look, I want a good grease job, just give me a complete job. Well, you could just leave it there with him and go on and come back, and I mean, it was fixed. It was done good, and I was up there after they found out that he had contributed to the welfare of the old Martin Luther King. People quit him. Wouldn't go there at all. I went in there and I told him, I said, I want you to grease my car. Said, I sure am glad that somebody will come, because he said, what you going to say now after you found out that why they've quit me? And I said, well, I don't know. What did you do? Well, he told me, and he said that I contributed to the financial part of that march of old Martin Luther King. And the white people, he said, I can't depend on the niggers for my living. I have to depend on the white people. And he said they got mad at me and they quit and they put me out of business. Well, I said, well, I don't care for what you're doing. I said, what you've done wrong, if it's wrong, I guess you done it thinking you're doing right. And it was your people that you was doing it for. So I'm not gonna let that make any difference with me, because I know I get a good job and I'll come back to you. Well, he said, I'm going to have to come. I'm fixing to close the door. I'm going to have to get out and go to cut the pulpwood or something. Sure enough.
Yeah, he's with you.
He done the wrong thing. He
made a mistake.
He sure made a sad mistake there. And even in the poor niggers just cried. And I had the best friends in the world, not thinking that I was who I was having to depend on for my welfare. And he said, I let them down. Said, the niggers, no nigger didn't come for me to wash his car or do anything to it. He said, it was my white friend. And he said, I let them down, and they've let me down.
If you get all grease all over your hands, and you say they were what? They were all?
You just have a bunch of gunk on your hands. Get your own gojo and get it. Take it off.
I couldn't eat that. If your wife said cook put too much grease in it, you know, in cooking the meat, you said the meat wasn't good because it was too.
Well, it'd just be too greasy, because that's what you'd call it. Because I never did like too much grease and anything like that. No, now whenever we fry fish or oysters or shrimp or what have you, she used towel right there, paper towel, she'll put that under her fish. She'll put a layer down and put the fish on it, and if it gets too many, she'll put another layer of fish on it to take up the grease.
Yeah.
And it makes it better.